So you have a part of this society used to kill the other part. Reconciliation has an obvious meaning, making sure that these people can still live together tomorrow and forgive to each other. What's happened in Rwanda, you have neighbors who kill their neighbors with whom they have been in harmony or in a sort of harmony before. You have family member killing other family member. You have something completely a destroyed society when one man turn against the other. Reconciliation in such society is making sure that they can still live together and forgive to each other. So, to my understanding, that was what reconciliation would have meant for the case of Rwanda, making sure that Rwandan can still live together, even if they are Tutsi, Hutu, or Twa. But this is not only a story about Rwanda. This affects everyone, not only Rwanda. They are at the heart of the crisis, but it affects all human beings. When you talk about crime against humanity, it's something which affects the human being in its dignity. So all of us are affected, and if a tribunal could assist all of us to reconcile with each other, why not? It will be a good achievement, but that's still part of the ideal of our society.